failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
If you do. Good evening and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There's Life After Layoff. The opinions expressed on this radio broadcast are for information, inspiration, and inspiration purposes only. Now, as we say each and every week, grab a piece of paper or your journal and pen so you can take down notes as tonight's conversation speaks to you. And now, join me in our virtual applause as I welcome our show host, Allie, on air. Allie?
Thank you, Mel D. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me for another episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. Now, remember, I am not here to point fingers at or to place the blame on my former employers or colleagues, but what I am here for is to face my own truths as I continue to grow spiritually and continue to walk in my life's purpose. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is then to encourage and empower you to also explore new and uplifting ways to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. Now, the goal is that together we will support one another through this journey. And that is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you wish to contact us directly, you can do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to connect and follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45, and on Pinterest, I'm at AllieWard65. And please remember to like us on Facebook. You can search for me on Facebook at There Is Life After Layoff, and you can find Atlanta Life Radio on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio. So on behalf of myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you once again for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Just a couple of quick announcements, and then we'll be ready for tonight's discussion. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can catch up on what you missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, once again at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy for you to do that because we have the convenience of an automatic player box on our programming page. All you got to do is click on the show you want to listen to, and it'll start playing for you automatically. And for those of you who are always on the go, but you want to be inspired while you're on the go, we are also on iTunes. So all you got to do is just search for Atlanta Life Radio on the podcast, and there you will find us, and you could take it with you. So all of our past recorded shows are available right now, but after tonight's live show goes off the air, you can upload it within 30 minutes or less and take a listen. And again, we say thank you for not only continuing to tune into the live broadcast, but also for catching up on what you may have missed. And I know that our conversation this evening is going to be one that you want to be a part of. So I invite you to call in and join the conversation. And if you want to make a positive comment or ask our guest a question, you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. And we will start taking your calls just after our break at 7:30. I look forward to hearing from you. And so guess what? Now it's time for us to get started with our program this evening. Now, I know that for those of you who are regular listeners, you may have heard me say so many times that God allows people to come into our lives for a reason and a season. It sometimes, though, becomes challenging for us to discern who is who and for how long they're supposed to be a part of our lives. But having that discernment is very important. And that leads me to want to share with you some simple but yet powerful words of wisdom that another dear friend of mine, and who I consider a mentor, she once shared these words with me. And she simply said, "Not everyone who gets on the bus with you is meant to get off at your final destination with you." Think about that. That's real simple, but you need to really think about that. So where am I going with that? Just recently, I was blessed to have been introduced to a beautiful and anointed woman of God through another friend who happens to also be a friend of the show, Miss Charmaine Marshall. She was actually a guest on my show last week. Shout out to Miss Charmaine if you're listening. But anyway, she had the fortunate opportunity of meeting this beautiful spirit at an event that they attended together. And after they connected and realized that they had so much in common, she just knew that she wanted to connect the two of us because of the testimony that she had with regards to how she laid herself off, okay? Now, long story short, once we connected and she shared her story with me, I knew that God wanted me to have her come on the show and bless others with her testimony as well. So it is certainly without further ado that I welcome to There Is Life After Layoff Radio my guest, Ms. Vivian Turner. She's an entrepreneur and founder of All Eyes on You Makeup Artistry, and she is also a visionary. So I want to say thank you for joining me this evening, Vivian.
Hello, hello. I'm so happy and feel very blessed to be a part.
Yes, I know this is just going to be an awesome spirit-led conversation. So, guys, strap yourselves in, so get ready for it.
Absolutely.
You know, before we get started into the heart of the conversation, I always want our guests to kind of share a little bit about yourself. Help us get to know who Vivian Turner is.
Well, I was born in Baumholder, Germany. I had a traveling military family in Fort Stewart, Georgia. Graduated from Bradwell Institute in Hinesville, Georgia.
Okay.
I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I actually started with the airlines back in 1989 with Eastern Airlines.
Okay.
And continued my career with U.S. Airways in Charlotte. Due to the downsizing following 9/11, I determined at that point in my life I needed to make a career change.
Right.
So that's
right.
How I ended up in property management in the industry there.
Okay.
And did very well starting from the position as leasing consultant and made my way up the chain to property management. And I must say that it's been a road, a long journey, but as we get into how it all transpired, you know, the listeners will understand exactly what's happened in my life. And
absolutely. Yes, guys, get ready. I'm just telling you right now. I want to say thank you for joining me. This journey, just like you just shared, that I've been on since getting laid off, you know, has had its share of challenges and obstacles that have tried to get in my way and stop me from pursuing purpose. But, you know, guess what? I feel that during those times is when I've grown the most. God sometimes will often use, you know, those negative life circumstances to, you know, turn something that was meant for bad or we consider bad, he'll turn it all around and make it good, you know. And, you know, my journey with Dare Is Life After Layoff, you know, it's been full of truth and transparency. Mm-hmm. So, but it's been one where I've wanted to always inspire and empower others, you know, who face the same type of, life-altering circumstance. So share with us now what your experience was with, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, when you decided to lay yourself off.
Well, it was several different factors that helped me decide to lay myself off. One being, you know, I got really ill, and actually it went from 8 months of doctors not knowing what was going on, why. I've gone to ENT, you know, a specialist. I've gone back and forth to the doctor. I've been, you know, in the ER, and no one could tell me why I was going through what I was going through. And then to find out, you know, they finally made a diagnosis saying, "Oh, you have bronchitis."
Okay.
So, as you know, I continue on. I'm going back to work. you know, in the real estate industry. I'm still not feeling good, and
right.
it just got worse. It didn't get any better. So
wow.
I was at my wit's end, and I'm like, Lord, you know, what is going on? I'm not a sickly person.
Right.
I said, I can't function, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was dealing with that. I was dealing with anxiety, panic
mm.
attacks.
Really?
My job had gotten very, very stressful, and I always knew that I wasn't supposed to be working for, a company.
Mm.
I always desired to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
And so with that being said, you know, I finally went to the doctor. I couldn't take it anymore. I took myself, barely making it there, to the doctor's office,
mm-hmm.
and I passed out.
What?
In his office. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I passed out. They called the, the ambulance. They got there. My blood pressure was like 200 over 190
Lord.
Or something like that. So
jeez.
As I'm laying there, the doctor comes in and she says, what's going on? So I started explaining to her that this has been going on for a long period of time. I thought maybe it was just a cough, but it's gotten worse. I'm not getting any better.
Mm.
So with that being said, she said, we got to find out what's going on with you because you're just laying here and your blood pressure is off the chart.
Right.
And so she ordered a CAT scan on my chest and found
okay.
that all this time. Now, keep in mind, I'm up to about probably 9 months in.
Mm.
I have been walking around with pneumonia the whole time.
Oh, for the love. Oh, jeez.
Not only that, I was told that my kidneys were about to fail.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
So with that being said, I was, dehydrated. And she said to me, she looked at me and she said, you don't look well. You really do not look well.
You
and
think?
If you knew me, yeah, you know, my skin color had changed. It looked orange. They were putting me on oxygen. And I could see the difference, too, because I said, let me just take a picture of this because I really want to see
right.
what's going on and how, this is affecting me.
Right.
So I go back to work. Needless to say, they write me out.
Mm.
She's like, we're going to write you out for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to get better.
Right.
I was like, you think? I would love to feel better and,
right.
Function.
Right,
so
right.
I was out of work for almost two months.
Really?
And, yeah. Mm. And I remember, looking at the side of my bed, and my bed looked like a pharmacy because I had a nebulizer machine. I had all these inhalers.
Oh,
I had all these antibiotics that they were giving me. Just a lot of medication, and I'm like, Lord, I really don't want to do all this.
Right, right,
I really
right.
don't. What is going on? I need some answers.
Right.
I don't know what to do.
Right.
So to make a long story short, I went through all of that to say that almost 3 weeks ago, I woke up on a Wednesday morning,
mm.
and I still wasn't doing any better, and
mm.
I felt really, really bad. So I heard the voice say, you're going to pick up the phone, and you're going to call your boss, and you're going to tell him you're not coming back, that you need to focus on you. You need to focus on your health, and we just need to get you on the right path. And matter of fact, let's keep it real. You didn't do what I told you to do back when I told you to go ahead and let it go. But you didn't do that. So now I'm going to force your hand. You're going to have to do it. So
wow.
I did it.
Oh,
I called
wow.
my boss, and the whole time in the back of my mind, I'm saying, this man is going to think I'm crazy. This is not professional.
Right.
You just don't resign your job without giving notice.
Right,
and,
right.
I wasn't even concerned about it at that point.
Mm.
All I knew was that I needed some answers, and I needed to feel better.
Right.
So if that's what it was going to take, then so be it. So
right.
I called him. He says, you know what, Vivian, I was worried about you. You weren't looking good. You didn't feel good. I understand.
Mm.
If you ever decide that you want to come back to work full time, I would be more than happy to allow you to come back.
That's a blessing right there. Wow.
So, I thanked him, and he said he would be keeping me in his prayers. So
as soon as
I hung up the phone, I just felt something hit me. I just didn't understand exactly what it was, but I felt a change shift in me.
Really?
Yeah, I felt this change, and I'm like, So then I get a phone call right after that from someone in my past who had her own company, for contracting work. Mm-hmm. So she calls and she says, you know, I need somebody to help me out. This assignment is from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Well, keep in mind, too, I'm saying to myself, you know, you always said you didn't want to work for nobody. You
right.
want to call your own shots. You want to work when you want to work, but still not strip a beat.
Right.
Financially.
Right.
So I went on the assignment and, started working, and I could pick and choose and then also do the things that I want to do to build up my
wow.
business around that, but still have a little cash flow coming in and kind of cushion me a little bit.
Right.
So I wouldn't skip a beat financially,
right.
and I wouldn't put all this burden on my husband.
Right.
so I was like, okay. So I did it, and you know what? I'm going to tell you, that was the most liberating, most peaceful place to be for me.
Yes.
And not only that, When I did it, I felt that shift.
Yes.
And I have not to this day skipped a beat.
Wow.
I still have my financials coming in financially
right.
to offset what I'm trying to do as I'm building All Eyes on You the way I want it to grow.
Wow. That's awesome right there. I mean, oh, my goodness. That, I mean, he brought you to your knees, you know.
Yep.
And just like I said a little while ago, sometimes he'll bring us to that
mm-hmm.
point and he'll use something to get our attention. And, you know, that was almost similar to my circumstance where,
right.
you know, I was floating through my life. I felt like I was looking down over my life, but I wasn't present living
mm-hmm.
it. And I was praying for God to show me my purpose. Well, he knew that I wouldn't do it on my own,
right.
that I would not walk
exactly.
off. He knew
exactly.
that I wouldn't do it because of the responsibility I felt to my job, mm-hmm. and, I mean, excuse me, to my family, that I wouldn't. So he said, okay, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? That faithful Monday morning, he has something waiting for me.
I'm telling you. I was blown away. And,
yeah.
you know, I was like, I'm so glad I did. I wish I had listened back when, but see, I wouldn't have learned what I've learned to this point.
Yes, right.
I would not have grown to the woman that I knew that I could be,
mm-hmm.
because I always wanted to work for myself. I did not want to be stuck behind a desk. My personality is too big to be stuck behind a desk.
Right.
I was supposed to be right. these gifts.
I hear that.
So,
I mean, It's you know what, it all comes down to us and our disobedience,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just like, you know, parents with their kids, you know, Charmaine and I talked about, you know, the teenage thing that I'm dealing with now, and, you know, and then she brought it around, and she made me realize that, you know, well, we, even as adults, are disobedient to God, who's our Father, and so, you know, it's so important for us to be in touch with that God voice within us.
Yeah.
And so I wanted you to share, why do you feel it's so important for us as believers, or just people in general, to be obedient to that voice?
Well, first and foremost, it's important to be obedient to God's word because, you know, you're blocking your blessing and you're blocking the purpose that he has for your life in order for you to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And not being obedient to me is like not listening to my Father.
Right.
At this point, you know, when he tells you to do something, you know, you want to honor him,
mm-hmm.
and you want to move forward and do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Praying, for the most part, for your life could reveal, and it could reveal so much of what
right.
you're praying for
mm-hmm.
to get that
mm-hmm.
breakthrough.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And just, if you just surrender to him, he will open up avenues. He'll bring people in position for you.
Right.
He'll help you elevate. And not being obedient, you know, means that, you know, you're not breaking curses you're having strongholds brought against
you. Yes, right.
And so
right.
with that being said, I want to receive the blessings that I'm
yeah.
supposed to receive. And
right.
if it only means for me to be obedient to his word, then
yeah.
so be it. Because I've
right.
shown myself, by doing it myself,
mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten very far.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
And that's the thing. That's the thing. That was like a wake-up call for me in my life is he revealed to me, stop trying. You keep praying, but you won't let me do it.
Right.
You want to keep trying.
Yep.
You got to stop trying and surrender it completely to me so that I can work. Get out the way, stupid. You keep praying to me, but, you know, you won't let me do it.
I'm guilty. I did it, too. And I just got to the point where I was just tired of doing it my way.
Yeah.
Because I just wasn't getting anywhere. You know, I was so unhappy with myself because I knew I could offer so much more if I just step out and let him move me into position and my purpose. At 47 years old, there's nothing worse than to be telling me, I really don't know my purpose. Here's my purpose. you know, like,
that's
really
funny. Oh,
but
goodness.
I know my purpose. But see, the thing is, I always knew my purpose. Mm. I just didn't act on the purpose.
You kind of suppressed it.
I did.
Yeah, we often do, we get complacent and we let this society or the world and truth be told, other people around us tell us what we're supposed to be. And, you know, that's almost like, you know, when you're young, your parents and everybody else, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, you know, that kind of gets ingrained in your thinking.
Exactly.
Instead of being, you know, so then you become your job or you think that's who you are, that you allow that to define who you are.
Who you are. Yeah, and that wasn't me. You know, it definitely wasn't, and I knew that. But I feel like fear also set in, too. The fear of not knowing, okay, if I do this, what's going to happen? Okay, but if you don't do it, what's going to happen?
That's a good question on the other end.
So what do you have to lose? But at that moment when I heard his voice tell me what to do, and I acted on that, and I've been doing it ever since. I act on what I hear. And if it doesn't line up in my stomach and in my pit, in my gut, then I know it's not. That's not what I'm supposed to do. But if I feel it so strongly, like he's standing right in front of me and say, okay, what you going to do? I just told you this is what you need to do. Let's do it. What you going to do?
Right.
And do it, I gain everything.
Yes.
I gain peace of mind. You know, I gain the confidence that I know I can do this.
Right.
I've got my back.
Right.
I'm a soldier.
Absolutely. Do you think that fear was what took you so long to finally surrender and to listen? Would you think that was the overall reason?
I think fear, because I was so comfortable with making my salary and just doing my job and kind of wondering what family and friends were going to say or think. Like, look at her. She's jumping from another job. She's doing this. She needs to get somewhere and just be still. So I had to understand that's not how he made me. He didn't make me to be the way that I was living. He wanted the best for me. And if the best for me means walking my purpose and be the entrepreneur that I know I can be and service the women that I have such a passion for, anyone that knows me and has been beside me know I love my sisters. And I want it to be a blessing to them as well.
Right.
Because when I sit with them and I'm doing their makeup, it's not just about the makeup. It's about how they feel.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that was important to me to give that experience. Also because I've been told my spirit is joy. I want to create the atmosphere of joy. So anyone that, you know, meets me or just is talking with me, no matter what it's about, they feel that presence of that joy.
Right.
And they hunger for it just like I'm hungry to give it. They're hungry to receive it.
Right. And that's true for all of you listening, because I haven't known Vivian very long at all, but it's something about her spirit that just connected and resonated with me. And we've been talking on the phone like we've been sister girls forever. It's the brand.
I know, right? We have skipped the beat, have we?
Exactly, exactly. But you know, and you know, I often pray for the discernment that God will show me, you know, a person in their spirit. And, you know, like I said, a reason and a season, you know. Some people are meant to stay in your life for a long time. Some people are not. But let it be what God wants it to be, you know. So, you know, at this point in time, I think what I would like to do is wind down and pause and take a short station break, and then when we return, we'll come back and continue our discussion. And hopefully we'll have some callers who want to chime in and get in on part of this conversation, okay? So just hang on with me. And tonight, this is Allie, your host, and I'm joined by my very special guest, Ms. Vivian Turner, visionary and founder of All Eyes on You Makeup Artistry. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If
you are just tuning in, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. We'd like to take this time to thank each and every listener who has been faithfully tuning in to us each and every week. We want to say thank you, and we ask that you continue to share this program with your friends, family, and for people you may meet who you think may be blessed by this show. If this is your first time tuning in with us, please visit us again. Again, we air every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Now, if you have a layoff story and would like to be a guest on the show, send us an email at info@atlantaliferadio.com. We are currently booking guests for through the end of the year. And we would not be able to air this show without the kind donations of friends and family and, of course, of sponsors. So we'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of our sponsors of the past shows. And if you're interested in learning more about how you can become a sponsor, again, please email us at info@atlantaliferadio.com. And now we return back to our program. Allie?
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, welcome. You're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And please continue to also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246. And make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. All right, we are going to jump right back into our conversation with my special guest, Ms. Vivian Turner.
Allie, yes, if I can interrupt you, it looks like someone has hit 1 and would like to come on air.
All right,
we have a caller. Okay. All right, if your number ends in 8727, you are now on air.
Good afternoon or good evening, my sisters. This is Shara Marshall with Changing Faces Makeup Artistry. I am listening in on a fabulous, fabulous conversation. I am loving the title of the show.
Yes.
You know, it's just amazing. I laid myself off. Girl, how much faith do you have?
He got me all the way.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. Thank you. Thank you. I needed to hear that. I laid myself off. God, is that you? Yes, it is nothing but God.
Absolutely.
And when you have that kind of faith and when you have that kind of trust in God,
yes,
honey, the sky is the limit. There's nothing no one can say or do to you because he got you covered.
Got
I
you
love
covered.
That. I absolutely love that. And this entrepreneurial spirit is just all around us. It's encapturing us to just go out and step out on faith. We have to trust God. We say we believe in him.
That's right.
Yeah, we got to trust him, you know. And,
absolutely.
And he said he would supply all of my needs. I don't know about y'all, but he's been supplying my needs for 50 years. You know, so I'm good. if I can trust him mm-hmm. and he can supply my needs for 50 years,
yes,
I can't
ma'am.
Wait till the next 50
Ooh.
Years. You know
Ooh,
what I'm
that's
saying?
Good. That's good.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Right there with you. Right there
yes,
with
ma'am.
You.
But, you know, I have to just publicly thank you for introducing me to my guest and Miss Vivian, because she is just an anointed woman, and what she has is infectious as far as her joy that she has for, you know, empowering and inspiring other women. And you just, it exudes from her. And, you know,
yes, it does.
That we need more of that infectious joy and this, especially just looking at the state of the world, you know.
Exactly.
You need
yeah.
that. You need that. So thank
Absolutely.
You for facilitating the introduction so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you and Mel for this platform. Because without this platform, I don't think your listeners will get the full raw experience of
mm-hmm.
true faith in God, you know. And in Isaiah 43:19, God said, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the
mm-hmm.
desert.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how awesome that is, that God
yes.
wants us to trust him that much with our dreams? We have
yes.
dreams to be entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And he said that he would make a way in the wilderness. And we know
yes.
that in the wilderness there is just a
nothing.
Desolate
right.
area. There's nothing. There's dead bones and there's nothing. And rivers in a desert is dry.
Right.
But God
right.
said he can refurbish anything.
Exactly. We
so
just gotta let him.
We just gotta let him. Gotta be obedient. Gotta let him. Gotta trust. You know we got hard heads.
Yes. And we got
hard heads. You know,
definitely one of those.
Vivian, your company is all eyes on you.
You.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And
you know, that's beautiful.
Because all eyes are on you. Think
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, God's
mm-hmm.
eyes are on you. Your family's
yeah.
eyes are on you.
Yes.
If you hold a platform, all eyes are on you.
Yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me, when I came up with that's pretty much how I looked at it. It's like, wow. When people see me, what do I want them to see? Because all eyes are on me. But,
mm-hmm.
God, most importantly, I want to be pleasing to you.
Mm,
yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Good right there.
You know?
That's good.
And whatever
mm-hmm.
I can do to sow that seed, it only takes that one thing that
mm-hmm.
that person needs.
Yes.
To just trigger something else, and it's like a domino effect. It
yes.
just starts rambling.
Absolutely.
And if I can just do that for one person,
right.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
good.
And that's all he wants us to do. He wants us to be of service
yes.
to each other, to empower
yes.
each other, to uplift each other. You know, because what you're experiencing in your entrepreneurial dream,
mm-hmm.
someone else can just take a little bit of that, a little bit of hope. A little bit of
yes.
faith of just watching what you're doing and how God is building you up.
Right.
And, you know, people get jealous of you, though. You know, people
yeah.
get jealous of you when they see God is fixing you up and moving you forward.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go boldly before the throne of grace and say, God, I trust you, your business will flourish.
Yes.
He will put you just where you need to be.
Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
You
and
know.
That's how I see it. You know, I've never had a jealous bone in my body because
mm-hmm.
I was bold back then anyway. If she can do it, I can do it. I'm going to have to work a little
absolutely.
Bit harder than that
But
person.
You know what? Truth be told, hey, God is no respecter of persons.
There you go.
What he does
yeah,
for
exactly.
one, he will do for the other. So
that's
people
right.
need to realize that if he could do it for you, he could do it for me. So
exactly.
that jealous spirit need to go somewhere. You know, if you just trust
yep.
and believe and allow him and surrender to him and be obedient and do what he expects you and asks
exactly.
you to do, you can have that same
mm-hmm.
thing too. So look at why you might not have what they have.
Right.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Is it because of your own disobedience? So, you know, people are hating the wrong way and throwing
and
shade on the wrong people.
And everybody has their own journey.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody has their own journey, their own story, their own testimony.
Absolutely.
And if
yes, ma'am.
You are faithful to God, God will be even more faithful to you. That it'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It'll absolutely blow your mind. And
absolutely.
I'm excited for Vivian. I think she is an awesome spirit.
Yes, she is a wonderful,
wonderful person.
Thank you so much.
That I've known her only for a short time, just not even a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been knowing each other, and we can talk about God all day long.
All day long, and still have
our business going. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But thank you so much, Charmaine, for just calling in and sharing with us. And thank you again for the facilitating the introduction, because I believe that this is the start of something great.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for being you. I will.
Have a good evening.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so, ladies, we have one more caller. We have
one more caller. Oh,
yeah,
nice.
We're the board is lit up. We have tons of listeners, so they're enjoying this topic.
My supporters.
Yes, if your phone number ends in 5980, you are live on air.
Hey, Viv, the girl Kale from Virginia.
Hello, Kale. Oh, my goodness.
I just wanted to say I'm so proud of you. I always tell you that. Love you so much. And you are definitely an inspiration to us, ladies, women that are struggling with the things that you have just overcome. So I just want to thank you again for sharing your testimony, just so that it can be a lamp to us that is still following the path. And I do want to share with you something that the Spirit had put on my heart for me to tell you out of John 5. Says, I am the vine. You are the branch. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. So just remember that during your journey. And just know that God is with you through it all. And let the fear just fall by the wayside. And beat the devil with the word of God, and let him know that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. And I just love you.
I love you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that seed being sown in my spirit. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And just know you have sown the seed as well.
Wow. Thank you. That is awesome.
That's the goal.
That is awesome. That is so great. I'm glad that she called in and shared that. That is awesome. Yeah, you have sown the seed, because you've sown the seed in my life, you know. I wanted to ask you, what was the most important lesson or revelation that you feel was revealed to you towards the end of your employment while you were, going through the sickness and illness? What do you think God really revealed to you in your spirit that really was kind of like that one thing besides being sick, just to really push you over that to that point of laying yourself off?
The truth is we had a company conference call, and we do periodically when properties are doing very well, and it's kind of like your report card. And we were sitting and we were all listening to the different properties and the accomplishments, and they got to my property, and our property exceeded and excelled so greatly that what we did for this particular property has not been done in the portfolio for this property in particular, ever.
Wow.
So,
okay.
With that being said, if you were the people that were listening in, know that certain categories are facilitated behind the assistant manager.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The assistant manager is the asset person of the corporation.
Right.
They protect the assets, they grow the assets, and they net operating income.
Okay.
When I heard it loud and clear that property netted $1 million.
Wow.
The Holy Spirit stood up in me at that moment, sitting there. I'm looking at my team. They're looking at me like, you go, girl. But the Spirit was dealing with me even through that, saying, okay, now, if you can do it for them, you can do it for yourself. What are you waiting on?
Wow.
And I sat back in that chair and crossed my legs, and I said, oh, it's on now. Oh yeah, it's on. I'm doing it.
Wow.
I'm good. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. So yeah, that for me was just all I really needed. I had to really see it though. You know, I watched the property go from, you know, struggles and staff changes and fires and hires.
Wow.
And I'm still being obedient, and I'm staying there because I said he has not moved me yet.
Right.
I have not heard him yet. But to sit before my colleagues and know that I had a part in that, and for you, that spirit to tell me, and I felt it like no other. I mean, it hit me so hard, like it just like a thrust.
Mm.
Like
wow.
you know, you get rid of, and you just
yeah,
back.
Right.
So that's what hit me. And I said, okay, I'm good now. It aligned up with my brain. It aligned
up with my
heart.
You finally got it, right?
It aligned up with my gut.
Wow.
Oh, so guess
that's
what?
That's funny.
Watch out. Cause
it's on and popping now, right?
It's on and popping now. And, you know, for me, it's like for the money I was making good money.
Mm-hmm.
I made good money because, you know, I had my salary. You know, you get bonuses and all when you
right.
get your quotas and things like that.
Right.
So I was doing good, but you know what? I'm doing even better because I'm making that and then some doing what I'm doing for myself.
For yourself, without cutting out the middleman.
There you go. So now I have more flexibility. I can do what I want to do. Like, for example, today.
Right.
I decided I wasn't going to work the rest of the week. I done made the money I needed to make.
I know that's right.
I'm good. I got a call tonight talking about can we get you to do this? No, call me next week.
That's funny.
But I can do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can do that now.
Right.
So it's just, I feel free.
Yeah, that's it. It's a freedom.
I feel so free.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what, Lord, thank you. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for, you know, putting the people that, you know, I needed in my life to help me get to certain avenues. You
right.
know, I have a project getting ready to come open in December to work on a documentary for education.
Wow.
And working with, you know, teenagers and their parents on this on this show. But I'm doing the makeup for that. So since I left, doors are opening. And God also showed me, well, you know what? You couldn't have done any of this had you been sitting behind
right.
that desk from 9 to 5
9
every
to 5,
day.
Right.
Because people are doing photo shoots and getting married and, you know, videos.
Right.
A lot of things are going on during the week. They don't all just happen on weekends, so I got to be available.
Right. He freed you up.
Exactly.
He freed you up. Exactly.
So I'm working my job, a full-time job, on my time.
On your own terms.
And on my own terms. Hallelujah.
Praise God on that, right?
Thank you, Lord. I got to chill on that one.
Oh, goodness. I want you to tell our listeners about your company, All Eyes on You, and what type of services do you offer? And most importantly, though, the part and the passion that you have for using your company to help uplift and empower women to, you know, feel beautiful, both inside and out.
Yeah. My mission and my dedication, as well as it's a passion that burns within me for the beauty industry to fuel my mission to helping women to come alive emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally.
Okay.
Thereby touching their lives in, you know, the same way that it touched mine and impacted my life.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, you know, being obedient to God's calling on my life, my company, All Eyes on You, is now been born.
Mm-hmm.
And I provide services, you know, for weddings, and I've worked with a few celebrities now, and, you know, I'm doing bridal parties and just different things. But the most important, I just want to be able to touch their lives and help them understand that they have a purpose. And that I want them to love themselves like God loves us.
Mm-hmm,
you know? The ultimate goal for my company is to empower women, specifically women of color, to realize the importance of matching their internal beauty to their exterior beauty and sharing, you know, a message with the women worldwide.
Right, right, wow.
And that's what All Eyes on You signifies, and that is the mission.
Wow. And, you know, that is so important because so many women struggle with the self-esteem, low self-esteem, you know, just as a result of, you know, different circumstances that, you know, they may have gone through. And, you know, just to, you know, reach somebody and just, you know, make them over and, you know, make them feel beautiful inside and out you're really, really impacting the future that they may have.
Right.
You know, when you know yourself, I know you've, you know, probably come across some women who may have been victims of, you know, abuse or what have you. And, you know, they have so much love to give on the inside, but the outside, you know, they don't feel so good about themselves. You know, we all struggle with that from time to time. So, you know, it's really important what you're doing. So, you know, to me, do you really feel like this has always been your purpose, or, you know, how long have you really known that this has been a part of your purpose to do this for women?
It's always been my purpose.
Okay.
I've always wanted to be that blessing and to share not only, you know, not just that experience, but to share my testimony when they're sitting in my chair and just loving on them, you know what I'm saying, and helping them understand they are valued, and they are worthy.
Right.
And so I would say for me, I've been doing makeup since high school, and most of the people that know me, grew up with me, know I had it back then. That's where it all began. But again, not knowing that was truly my purpose.
Right.
You know, I'm taking all these other jobs, and I'm still not happy. Because that's not where my passion lies. My passion lies in giving back and to be a service to women and just showing women love and compassion and empathy and sympathy and, you know, just helping them understand their purpose. And I feel like if they see it in me and they see me walking my path and my journey and hear where I've come from, because I can relate to a lot of women on several different levels, you know. So I tell people, don't judge a book by its cover because you don't know what's inside that book.
Exactly. You're right about that.
You know, so people
look,
and I've had people say that to me. I would never have known that you've gone through these struggles and you've gone through all of this because every time I see you, you're like a bright light. Okay, that's the same light I want to impact on these women. And I want to love on them. And, I'm not here to judge anybody.
Right.
Or ridicule. No, I want to speak life into you, but I want to do it with my makeup. I want to do it in the skill set when you look at yourself before and after. You're like, whoa. Wow, I didn't know that I could be that person, or I didn't know I could feel like that. It's more of a feeling than it is a look. Because it's like when you sit in a hairstylist chair, and you get your hair done, you know we all transform, right?
Right. You got that right. I need mine done right now.
I got my hair did. You know, I'm good. I got it going on. I'm done. And a bag of chips and some dip on the side.
Right.
Guess what? Women that you when I do their makeup, they walk out, they feel that.
A new pep in their step.
A new pep in their step. You know? And that's
exactly
what I'm talking about. And, if you know, even if it lasts for that split second and they feel it, now they got a hold on it. Now they're like, ooh, now I know what it feels like to feel like that.
Right.
Now let me kind of research what I need to do or let me see what it is and search my purpose. And God, guide me.
Right.
And don't be afraid to listen to that voice.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
That voice will set you free.
It sure will. That inner voice, I promise you, people, she is speaking the gospel truth. That God voice will never steer you wrong, and it's when you don't listen that you often face consequences for not listening. I promise you, it never fails.
Never. And so for me, I will continue to listen to that voice. And that is my purpose, and I'm going to be the blessing that God has called me to be, and I'm going to walk in it. And when you see me, I'm going to talk it, I'm going to be about it, but I'm going to bring it. So
you better,
ready to
you better go.
All eyes on you, I welcome you.
Hey, you better say that.
So, I welcome you with open arms and love and everything else I can bring to you for that five-star experience, because that's my motto. If I can't touch it in excellence, I don't want to touch it.
Oh,
but
all
I know
right now.
My God says, I'm going to touch what I touch in excellence, and
that's
you're
right.
going to be amazed on what you're going to get out of that service.
Wow. 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 Okay.
It's not just about makeup. It's deeper than that.
Absolutely. And see, people, we have to stop looking at the exterior and and go to the inner, you know, person and bring that out and then match the two.
Yes.
And then that's exactly what you're all about, matching the two, the inner and the outer.
And Ellie,
someone
had told me, and it made it so much clearer to me, that when you look at a house and you pass a house and you look at the yard and the yard is all tore up from the flow up, are you really wanting to go inside that house?
No.
Think about it. So,
right.
So I was told that I am not to worry too much about the internal as I am the external. My ministry is the external to match up with the internal.
Internal.
And the internal will match up with the external.
Right.
So, yeah.
Wow. So, you know what? If someone wants to connect with you for services or follow you on social media, how can we do that?
Well, they can email me at vjennings1@gmail.com. And my Instagram is vthang1 because it's a vthang, Vivian. vthang1. And then my Facebook, they can find me, Vivian Jennings Turner, All Eyes on You Makeup Artistry.
Okay, awesome. You know what? First of all, thank you for being such a blessing in my life in such a short period of time. I believe that, you know, we were placed in each other's lives for just the right time. And, you know, I pray that it continue on for a long season. And you have truly, truly, truly been a blessing to me. And I hope that someone listening has been inspired by your story and that's that story of hope and trusting God. So thank you, first of all, for your willingness to be transparent before however many people are listening and for sharing your testimony. So thank you so much.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Anytime, anytime. And I know I'm probably going to have you back on here, so you know what? Get
anytime,
ready.
Anytime. I will be right there, and I support you. And I thank
you.
And I hope this was definitely a blessing for someone that's listening, because you're not alone.
Absolutely.
Trust and believe, you're not alone.
Absolutely. Thank you once again. Now, you know, as I always like to do, I want to take a moment to relate our show to Scripture because, you know, it all begins and ends with God. He's the reason why we're here. And, you know, as I was thinking about what Scripture I wanted to share tonight, it led me back to one of my favorite Scriptures that I felt really related to what we've been talking about, which really bottom line has been about trusting God to lead and guide us in all areas of our life. And so the Scripture I want to share tonight, and you've probably heard me say it a million times, is Jeremiah 29:11, verses 11 through 14. And that reads, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Okay, now this scripture has been the foundation for my journey since I got laid off. It has comforted me during times of uncertainty, and it has helped me to maintain hope for my future because I know that God is in control. It has helped me to realize the plans that God has for my life and to trust him to lead me through the doors that he has opened for me. Most importantly, though, it has really taught me to seek God in everything,
and with all of my heart. And that means even during the hard times and when I'm faced with obstacles or challenges. And, you know, it really leads me to really quickly share a story with you that I heard recently shared by Bible teacher Joyce Meyer. Everybody knows I love Joyce Meyer. But she shared this story, and it's kind of funny. And it was a story about an old donkey. And an old donkey had fallen into a pit, and the owner of the donkey, as he was looking at this donkey down in the pit, he was trying to figure out whether or not it was worth saving the donkey. Well, he made up in his mind, well, he's an old donkey. It's a deep pit. I don't think I want to invest the time that it's going to take to try to rescue him from this pit. So he made the decision that he was just going to get a bunch of his friends and bury the donkey alive, okay? So he got some of his friends, and they started shoveling dirt on top of this donkey. Well, of course, the donkey started yelling or making whatever sound donkeys make when they're in distress. And, you know, he did that for a little bit, and then all of a sudden the donkey was quiet. And they continued to shovel the dirt on him, and they figured that, okay, well, he must be dead. Little did they know that every time the donkey got quiet and he got smart, because every time they shoveled the dirt on top of him, he shook it off and he stepped on top of it. And he continued to do that. And they didn't hear. They just assumed that he was dead. Well, little did they know that every time they shoveled, he'd shake it off and step on top of it. Before you knew it, there was enough dirt that the donkey had stepped on top of that he walked out of that pit. So just think that when the world or life shovels dirt on top of you, shake it off. And keep it moving, because eventually if you keep putting it up underneath your feet, what the devil is trying to throw on you, it's going to raise you up out of the pit. Think about that. And I just thought that was just perfect for what we were talking about tonight. So as we close out another show, I want to say, first of all, thank my guest again, Ms. Vivian Turner, for joining me tonight. And on behalf of There Is Life After Layoff, the entire radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. And until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready. What God has for you, tell yourself,
I'm not giving up.
No, failure is not final.
Yeah.